St. Luke was a physician, and so today we offer this Mass for all who care for the sick, and we look to him as a model of what it means to be a healthcare worker, or to be a physician or a nurse, to be PT or social work, or any of those myriads of professions that come together to take care of those who are suffering illness. He was a well-educated man, a Greek. He was, he was trained in Tarsus, the same place where Paul was trained as a rabbi in the ways of the law. He practiced in Antioch, the same place where Paul went to preach Christ. And presumably, he met St. Paul at one of those two places, and joined him very quickly, very wholeheartedly, as his companion. We can see throughout his gospel those traces of evidence that he was a physician. When he describes miracles, he does so often in medically exact terms. And he, in the story of the healing of the woman with a hemorrhage, one of the other gospel writers wrote that she had suffered much at the hands of many physicians. And he wrote that she had gone to many physicians and they were unable to cure her. We still hear that today, don't we? That sort of slur that what we cannot heal is somehow our fault. Right? Luke knew what that was like. He met Paul, and then he left the practice of medicine to write his gospel, to engage in this work of preaching. St. Jerome said of Luke that Luke the physician, by leaving to the church his gospel and the Acts of the Apostles, has shown us how the apostles became from fishers of fish to fishers of men. For Luke himself became from a physician of the body to a physician of the soul. And that's perhaps the best place to see Luke as an example of what it means to care for the sick, to do so after the imitation of Christ, who is the divine physician. In the gospel, Jesus sends out 72 disciples ahead of him, and he sends them out in pairs, two by two. That pairing, that two by two, is first of all a historical fact. That's how Jesus did it. It is an instruction for how we ought to preach till Paul and Luke went out two by two. But there's more to it as well. The church fathers see in that two by two the love of God and the love of man, both of which must be united in our heart. We can also see, I think, the care of body and care of soul, which must be united in our own hearts, in our own practice, just as Luke did. To care for the body as a physician or a nurse, as a healthcare practitioner, to care for the soul as a Christian. That those are not different things. That they are united just as firmly as the love of God and love of man must be united in our hearts. Just as firmly as Luke and Paul were united in their voyages of preaching. That in medical care, authentically understood and truly understood, there is the care of the whole human person. Not just the body, not just a subsystem, not just one organ, but the whole human person. And that is done, that care is given by someone who is also a whole human person. Not a machine, not merely a technician, but someone themselves possessing of a body with our own defects and limitations. Someone possessing of ourselves a human soul. And it's in that intersection of the care of body and care of soul, whole people caring for whole people, that we have that intimacy which medical care brings. And I know you've experienced that. And just as Paul was able to write that everyone has left me, Luke alone is with me. So often your patients look you in the eye and think the same thing. I know that, because they tell me that afterwards. Everyone left me. I have alone this person who is caring for me. A doctor, a nurse. Sometimes, someone who has stepped into that role when no one else would. A janitor or a security guard. Someone who looked at them as a whole person and cared for them as a whole person. Who alone was with them in this moment of anguish, in this moment of suffering. There's a great intimacy in medical care. Because we are whole people caring for whole people. And that's perhaps the final lesson that Luke gives us about taking care of the sick. Right? Because in this, he treated Paul, too, as a patient. And he journeyed with Paul. And Paul went to his martyrdom, and Luke followed shortly after. That we are whole people caring for whole people, which means we have the same destiny. Here in this world, where we ourselves are not free from ailments of body. But most of all, in the next world, that we are together on a common journey with a common destination. Looking forward to the times when we will be united in the sight of God, united in that final resurrection on the last day, free of every physical ailment that might hold us back, every ailment of mind or of body. And I would like you to look out at your patients and see that too. See as a whole person, body and soul, caring for a whole person, body and soul, someone whom we hoped to spend eternity with, in the presence of Jesus Christ, body and soul. That we hope by the mercies of God to be brought into that great heavenly home together. Still, as physicians and nurses, as people who were sick, people who were caring for the sick. But having a common journey and a common destination. When we look at St. Luke, we can see all of that. I hope. We can see him a model for us as Christians and as medical providers. The model of someone who started as a physician of the body and ended as the physician of the soul. Who wrote the story of the apostles who started as fishers of fish and ended as fishers of men. Who preached and then was martyred. And now lives in the glory of heaven. Tonight, we bring all of that and gaze on all of that and ask St. Luke to pray for us, that we might go and do likewise.